it's a great opportunity for us to bring some of the most talented actors and musicians from our region in over from Oklahoma into Northwest Arkansas to the Route 66 Playhouse is the name of the group, and it's a creation of Sam Jones. A lot of people know Sam because of his daughter Neely, who is the anchor on KNWA News, and Neely's always been very supportive of the community college, and is even more supportive of her father, who's does a lot of fun things. And this event is a scholarship fundraiser for our foundation, provides scholarships directly to students at Northwest Arkansas Community College, but it's a production, a theatrical production that takes you back 80 years into the life of radio, the golden years of radio, when life was a little bit simpler and your radio was your television. And Sam will talk more about that. But it's August 20th, which is a Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Little Rogers Theater. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity for folks to be involved in directly supporting the community college and at the same time enjoy a production that will create memories for some people and would be a history lesson for others who didn't live in that era. And I call it one part nostalgia, one part history, and two parts fun. So we're fortunate that Sam and his group are here to be a part of that scholarship event for ANWAC.
So, Sam, did you write this story or this production?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that...
I can. I put it together about 7 years ago, and we worked as an internet company, on our ensemble, if you will, for about a year, and had incredible numbers. In fact, I was telling somebody this morning, we were averaging about 250,000 hits a week, and we were only in the air once a week. But we had a program for our computer that translated it into some 80 languages.
Really?
And people could listen in whatever language they chose. And we, whatever our response, it would translate for us the questions, you know. And when I brought together, it was a group of professional musicians, older guys and gals who are all Hall of Famers, both locally and nationally. I've got one friend that works as both a writer for us. He writes a thing called the Song Dog Diaries.
Okay.
And he is also an actor. And his name is Michael Wallace. And Michael has been in Cars 1 and Cars 2, very deep voice, big ex-Marine type. And we have four singers, four women who sing. I've got a young guy named Don Bailey from Fort Smith, one of the finest sax players I've ever been around.
Really?
I mean, he's got an incredible future. And what we do is a two-hour show that's, we take, for example, the folks that are in the audience, they'll be there. We'll acknowledge them, but we're talking to the folks on the other end of the microphone.
Okay.
And we're playing to them. And these folks that come in the studio are essentially being welcomed the same way a studio audience would be welcomed back in the late 30s to mid or late 40s, when folks back then would go to a radio show like Bob Hope or Jack Benny or something along that lines. I write skits that we produce. We do a lot of old commercials from the day. And ironically, when I started researching the commercial side of it, I found that a lot of the jingles that were used in 1940 were also used in 1960.
Really?
20-year lifespan. Huh. And some of them carried over until along came a guy named Barry Manilow, who rewrote so many commercials and redid so many jingles. But we took our material, our style, from a time when folks used radio for your real entertainment and information. Now, if you'll remember, when Orson Welles' broadcast of War of the Worlds first hit, there were people who believed it. There were suicides. Well, on the other side of that, there was constant entertainment. You had mystery theaters, you had the Lone Ranger, you had the Green Lantern, all of the, you know, modern day heroes that they're making films about now that were also comic book heroes.
And they started on the radio.
Exactly. They started on the radio. And the interesting thing about it is the folks who were behind the mic, the we call them disc jockeys today,
right,
actually had to be talented. They had to be able to create a picture in the listener's mind. They had to project. They had to think. They had to be creative so that the person listening would go, wow, I can see that. I know what they're talking about. The Squeaking Door was one of those weekly horror shows that came on late at night. Mm-hmm. And always opened with a squeaking door. What's behind the squeaking door? And I can remember being scared to death when that thing started to creak and I'd just cow down behind the speaker. And folks would listen with their old Crosleys or Motorola or radios and you know, RCAs and the like. And there were generally two models. One was a Tombstone and the other was a Cathedral. Mm-hmm. And some of them were battery-powered. And if your batteries weren't any good, you hooked it up to the tractor battery, you know, and milked your cow by kerosene lamp and listened to the radio out in the barn with your tractor providing the power. But you had to be bring the audience in to what you were doing. So what we have done, if you listened, for example, to Jack Benny, mm-hmm, back then, or if you listen to NPR now and wait, don't tell me,
right,
then you know they have an audience, and he works both the audience but particularly the listener. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, before wait, don't tell me is over, the listener sees it.
So why did you decide to create a show based around radio? I mean, we look at things now, we have iPads and iPods and 3D television and movies. You know, why go backwards, some might say?
Well, I don't view it as going backwards. I view it as preservation. I designed and teach a course called The History of Broadcasting, mm-hmm, and Ethics.
Where do you teach that?
At the University in Tulsa, the TCC,
oh,
Community College. And I've been asked to bring it to the University of Oklahoma, but I don't have time. Quite honestly, I'm too busy. And what's evolved from that, what my interests are, is I appreciate the talent that went into, for instance, the people who made the sound effects called Foley's, mm-hmm, the people who were the singers, the people who hosted shows, the directors, the creative writers. And they all did the same thing. They all, you know, were humping the airwaves to get the best possible sound across. So much music evolved from that period. And during the war years of the 1940s, when our company was so heavily involved, or our country, in the war, and people didn't lock their doors, and they took care of one another just coming out of that depression that so wrecked the economy worldwide, radio was it. That was their only source. Well, out of that humble beginning, mm-hmm, of radio came the giants of the industry, the music writers, the show writers, the singers, the media empires that grew from that, from nothing. Without them, there would be none of your social media of today, which I am also a part of. I Twitter, I tweet, mm-hmm, I do all that. But I recognize my roots, and I embrace them. And I think it's very important that I know about my roots and know where I came from and who I owe an allegiance to. And I just happen to owe it to radio because of the way we communicate.
Well, you mentioned roots, but a root of a different sort is the Route 66 Playhouse.
Exactly.
How did you guys come up with the name for your
group? Tulsa sits on Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Wallace, who, as I mentioned earlier, is with us, has been three times nominated for a Pulitzer Prize.
He's a bit of a Route 66 historian.
Well, he is, and he wrote the book on Route 66, The Mother Road, and he's been referred to as the son of the Mother Road because of his expertise. When Paul McCartney came here with his new wife and stayed very quietly in Tulsa last year, he managed to seek out Michael and, mm-hmm, say, tell me where to go, tell me what to see, which is the same thing my wife and I did last fall when we made the tour and went west on Route 66, and we found it was chopped up and gone. But in the day, Steinbeck, mm-hmm, was on it as he wrote Grapes of Wrath.
Right.
Will Rogers traveled it frequently from Chicago to L.A. It was the main artery, and it carried thousands of troops at one time, many of whom never came back from combat. It carried actors and actresses. There are so many stories that involve Route 66 in some form or another. And what we bring to the table is we want folks to remember where we came from through our skits, through our humor, our music, and our commercials. And we try to make it a fun time in learning.
So is each show different? Because you mentioned earlier that you guys have done this last year, and you're doing it again this year. So will some of the skits or some of the...
No, it's totally different.
It's completely different.
Totally different. The characters... Now, for example, my geriatric private detective that is, you know, we do one of his skits. It's a new one, but the character is the same.
Okay.
And we poke fun at some things out there. I don't know if I can say this and get away with it, but as you know, the rapture didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been rescheduled, and we're going to announce on our show how you can take advantage of the rescheduled rapture and what you need to know, you know, in the way of pet insurance to do it.
Yes.
Because if you bought it the first round and it didn't pay off, you don't get your money back. But, well, there's more to it. Now.
So it's old-time radio, but you talk about current things as
exactly,
well.
Exactly.
Why do you think people will enjoy this?
Because I do.
That's a fair answer.
There it is. I am one of those. I sincerely appreciate the fact that there are folks out there who can read and choose to, who listen to NPR, who like Garrison Keillor, as I do, who like music, but they're not afraid of new trends. I am of that genre. I embrace the old, but I welcome the new. And if it's a way for me to help education... Because believe me, education is taking a beating in this country. It's become the redheaded stepchild of the legislatures all over the United States and in Washington. And if I can help raise money for this school by doing the show, I will do it in a heartbeat. Some kid may benefit that'll end up, you know, a pilot, an astronaut maybe. I don't know. A doctor that could save somebody's life. Find a cure for cancer. It's impossible to gauge the impact that $35 is going to have, because it's going to open the door for an incoming freshman. So this is my way of turning around saying, you know what, I've had a good run, now let me help somebody else. So that's what I do.
Now, it's being produced here locally in Rogers. Will there be any local talent assisting with the production?
Now, there's always, I'm told, some audience participation in those. So you never know who is going to be the star from Northwest Arkansas in the production. So look forward to kind of seeing how that turns out.
I've discovered that in a setting like this, hour and 45 minutes for a rock show is major. For a show like this, 2 hours is max, and I try to hold it under 2 hours. We do an hour, take a break, 15-minute break, everybody get up and have a Hershey and a Coke, and then you come back in, you know, rested and ready to go again. And we try to do that second half in about 45 to 50 minutes. Sometimes it goes over, you know, especially if shots are fired.
Okay, I'm interested.
And I might point out, that's something else. We have our own Foley. One of the things we do is we have our own sound effects person, the Foley, the person who's also in the Hall of Fame, both musically and in the Jazz Hall of Fame, and she loves Foley work. So, and last year, we used a 12-gauge shotgun with blanks, and she fired into a moving comfort and blew a hole in it. So, we had to be careful.
Oh.
We won't be using the shotgun this year, but we've got other things, you know, that we do.
We've been warned. All right. So 7 o'clock on August 20th. And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $35. You can purchase them by calling area code 479-619-4184.
And they're tax deductible.
Okay. 100% of the proceeds goes for scholarships.
Northwest Arkansas Community College. Okay. It's an era where, you know, the federal budget is cutting federal financial aid. We just learned that students who are coming in, new students who are coming into college who are non-traditional students, don't qualify for the lottery scholarship anymore. So as a community, we're thinking of creative ways how to not make money a barrier to getting an education at Northwest Arkansas Community College. So this is one of the major ways we think the community can contribute back, can be entertained, can see a one-of-a-kind program in Northwest Arkansas with Emmy-winning performers and Pulitzer Prize-nominated writers, and to see that this quality of talent and know that every penny that they spend for this will go into the pockets of those who need the money to go to college.
The Golden Years of Radio is scheduled for August 20th at Rogers Little Theater. Tickets are $35 and can be purchased by calling the Northwest Arkansas Community College Foundation at 619-4184.